This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour, Thursday, July 30th, a day which will go down in infamy in a good way. So it wouldn't be infamy, it would be, what, excitement? What's the opposite of infamy? That's a good thing to go to Roger's, say it again, Doug, the thesaurus to see what's the opposite, what's the antonym of infamy? Well, fame, maybe. The fabulous launch of the Mars rover. We've all been listening here on the program. Victoria Keeland is here with me, Doug, and Phil down in the studio, the main studio in Washington. Jennifer is out today again because of the COVID. Hopefully she'll be back with us on tomorrow. In the meantime, perseverance is persevering. We all were watching as the launch took place about 18 minutes ago. This thing already has achieved heights. The cameras, we were talking about if you go to NASA.gov, you can see what we're talking about while we're having this conversation on the air. Matter of fact, why don't you, if you don't mind, Phil, call John Harper back again, and let's get his take. When it launched right on the schnoz, 17 minutes and 27 seconds at the moment, but people on the at the ready, the staff, looking at this, it's very one of the things I love about going to launches, and I've been fortunate enough to go to four or five of them, is how the earth moves. You know, the old Carole King, "I feel the earth move under my feet." There's such power. There's such energy. And you watch with the pristine preciseness of this thing going off, you just see, you know, it's going to be great because of the straight, strong takeoff. And it went right up into the atmosphere. This thing's got a lot more balsam to it than a lot of the earlier rockets. And you know, there's a confidence that goes with this. So for those of, and I don't say this, this is not about for those of us, for those of you who like to always take apart America from stem to stern, America's not what it used to be, America this, America that. This, it seems to me anyway, shows one of the best parts. I've always, since I was a kid, I was fascinated with space. Remember, the space race started, Victoria, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
In 1956, 57, 58, when all those people, the Russians and the Americans, were at it. I was in junior high school. And so it became everything to discuss mathematical equations and what do you think they used to get that thing going, and science and how the propulsion worked. I learned an awful lot just by paying attention to the things the teachers were saying, but also things that were written and recorded. I remember, you know, at that time, television network news wasn't much. It was pretty gray and pretty single-dimensional, but you still could see kind of what was going on. It wasn't until 68, 69, when they sent the first people to the moon, that television news actually adapted to it. It became much better, so you could really see. And I look now, though, at we were both of us talking about looking at the cameras from the rocket's perspective as it's up, at this point. Well, let me just bring John in. John Harper, WMEL, down on the Space Coast. His primary objective is to keep the people on the Space Coast up to date on what is really America's best. So your observations, I'm looking at some of these people that are sitting outside like you and I have any number of times, right there watching the thing take off, and it's so true. That's what I get out of it. It's just so strong as it lifts off, John. What's your takeaway?
Well, it is powerful. It is strong. And when you hear the roar of the engines, come across through the press area. It's just magnificent, and it makes you very proud to be an American and to watch our American ingenuity launch into space and go on its way to the red planet Mars, landing in February of next year. So you know, it was a...
One of the things, John, about this, I'm taken back by all, I think we talked earlier, Victoria, this week about the United Arab Emirates sending a spacecraft to the moon or someplace. I don't know where it was going. And I thought to myself, and then you think about the Russians on their own and the Chinese on their own and who knows who else. Instead of all of us working together, this would be if there was some insightful leader somewhere that could bring together the best of all of these worlds instead of getting bogged down with the egos of these maniacs in China or Russia or wherever they are. If you see the good that comes from going beyond your own horizon to this horizon or who knows what horizon on Mars or wherever, what we could do if we were all working together for the same ends. And, you know, you see there's so much more productive something. It's just wildly productive. And it's, you know, you can go back to the Bush era and to the Obama era where they kind of screwed with the NASA budget and, you know, they weren't very insightful. Neither of those, in my mind, neither of those two leaders were very insightful when it came to a lot of things, but it was in this area especially disappointing. So now we've moved ahead. We have liftoff. And as you're watching the steps here, what do people look for? What are some of the markers that will take place during the day, the next week or so, the month? The months go on until February when it actually goes into Mars orbit.
Actually, Doug, the next marker comes up within the hour in which the spacecraft itself, the Mars spacecraft, the one that will be landing in February, is released from the rocket that is getting it out of the orbit of Earth and out of the Earth atmosphere, and that will then be sending it on its way to Mars for the next several months. So that's the next major milestone that will be taking place at the end of this hour, coming up around 8:55 this morning.
You know, what really is fascinating to understand what the research has done and what these men and women have been able to figure out in terms of propulsion once they get into the atmosphere of Mars, what the various chemicals in that atmosphere that they know are there, because we've done the research from previous probes, what they can absorb out of the atmosphere to keep this stuff going when it's on the surface. Yeah, that's what's more fascinating than anything. To me,
this particular site, Doug, that the spacecraft will be landing on Mars is where NASA scientists figure that's where we will land our astronauts when we get to Mars in a couple of years. And so that's why they're especially interested in that area and what they will be able to find. I mentioned earlier in our report about having a microphone on board as well, and they want to be able to hear the wind, and that's going to be kind of neat to hear that later next year as far as what it sounds like on Mars. That'll really be cool. And again, this helicopter that's going to be launching, that plays a dramatic role as well. And just think about it, it's the first aircraft to be on another planet. It's absolutely fascinating.
Well, what you're also suggesting by your overview here is that we will have the ability to push buttons here at the Space Center, whether it's at Kennedy or at Houston, and that will activate things on that planet in that machine that will make it fly. It'll get information, it'll be viewing in first hand, and it only takes, a few seconds for that to go in either direction, the signals. But the fact you just push a button and a radio wave goes out into the ethos and finds its way to Mars when you think about the enormity, not just of our solar system, we think in terms of, you know, it's a long ride from L.A. to Boston. You're thinking, you know, putting things in perspective, this, and you know, I think Victoria said something earlier on, I don't know if it was on the air or off the air, Victoria, when you were saying, you know, I think you, maybe you said it too, John, what is there about the fact that we here on Earth are able to launch vehicles to get to other planets? What makes you think other beings on other planets can't do the same thing to come here?
Right, right. Why is it so hard for Americans particularly to just not believe? I don't know. Is it the Roswell thing? The government did a good enough job covering it up? I don't know.
It's religionists as well, because they don't want to.
Yeah.
And they don't want to deal with, you know, what all of that means about a superior being. I mean, it's just, there's a whole bunch. It's very complicated. But at any rate...
No, Doug, I know you're short on time here, but virtually every day I have to pass the vehicle assembly building at the Kennedy Space Center, and every day I think about what has resulted coming out of that building that we've sent into orbit, into space. It's absolutely fascinating, and this mission to Mars is the ultimate so far. It's really going to be cool.
This is the best, and some people are arguing, well, there are other things that are the best about America. For me, this is the best moment we've had for a long time, given all of the crap about the virus and the upset about the protests and that sort of thing, and who knows what the election will bring. This puts all of that stuff aside, and you bring a focus, a singularity, an inspiration, whatever it is, excuse me, that you want to use to attribute to this. And I thought, looking at it, I was thinking, again, of being there and watching it in person, how different this rocket looked, you know, in a manner of speaking, from some of the old rockets that we used to watch, the Atlas, the Centaur, you know, all of those, the Saturns. They looked, to me, this looked different. So,
I love them. It is different, and by the way, kind of a P.S. To this segment, your name and Victoria's name is also on its way to Mars. I signed both of you up for a boarding pass to NASA, so your names will be on Mars.
Good job, when I was a kid, I begged my parents to let me go to space camp, and they never did, so that'll be as close as I get.
That's what's wrong with you. They ruined you for life. All right, John, good job. Thank you. Let's hold a good thought as this thing continues. Pretty much any danger is there. Whatever problems could have developed with it, that's pretty much over now. It's out. It goes around and orbits for a bit and then shoots sort of a slingshot out toward Mars and bingo. Good news. Good luck to all of them working on this and to all of us for providing the money and the inspiration for doing it. We're a very curious bunch, we humans, and this is a great way for us to demonstrate that and to put that curiosity to work. John Harper, who is the owner and operator of WMEL on the Space Coast here on the DJV program. Here's the Health Insider Report for those of you who are concerned about your size and shape with COVID sticking around. You ought to be concerned about your size and shape. If you're out of shape and your size is too big, 40% of Americans. So this is the downside of America. The space program is the upside. This is the downside. Eating poorly, making yourself a risk factor for all kinds of bad things, never mind diabetes and heart disease. But the COVID thing goes right for people who have weakened immune system. And by definition, you got a weak immune system if you're way overweight. So put yourself on that diet, the healthy weight loss diet provided by Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Every time I talk about this, a number of people go to the website toploss.com, which obviously is the desired effect. You look at the science of this product, what it's made from, and how it works for you. Wow, you'll be convinced, I know. You'll get on it and stay on it. Lose the weight, keep it off. Go to toploss.com, purchase with confidence by using the discount code DJV.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The original Jay Black, Jay Weintraub is his real name. He hits those notes, man. He still can do it, too. Jay and the Americans. And of the top 10 number one songs they had, this was the most successful. It's number five this week as we get into Throwback Thursday. Top five songs this week in 1965. This was the first year for Jay and the Americans. They're still around now as a band and performing, a little long on the teeth. And they've had three J's since this guy. But the fact this guy cranked this up, Philly, can hit that note. I got chills. I got goosebumps listening to him and this song, which was their signature. But they had so many other great hits. It really was a true American band in the same sense. Listen, crack that. Listen to this. Listen to this guy's voice. Darling, hear my prayer.
This is the equivalent for me of, like, you not getting Billie Eilish. I don't get
that. That's a crack of the... Listen to his voice. Put Frankie Valli to shame. Anyway, that was the number five song this week, 1965, Jay and the Americans, followed at number four by the Birds.
Now, this is a cool version of this song. I like this.
Yeah, this is a quintessential. This is a much better version than Bob Dylan. Dylan wrote the song. The Birds did a good job with it.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man.
No. It doesn't sound like that at all. All right, the next one is that silly song, one of the many silly songs from Herman's Hermits. Peter Noon is an annoying a guy in series, but he's good here. I'm Henry VIII, I am number three this week in 1960. Eighth old man, I'm Henry. Henry VIII, I am.
Second verse,
same as the first. You know this song, Victoria?
Yes.
This
well, yeah. I haven't heard this, but I know of it because the movie Ghost, Patrick Swayze's character sings it over and over.
Yes, right. All right, so there are four fabulous songs of the top five. There are four fabulous ones. I'm not sure I consider this a fabulous song. Caramia certainly is. The Byrds, Mr. Tambourine Man. Number two, one of the many hits, was one of my favorite four top songs. I can't help myself. Can't help myself fall in love with you. This is so typical of the four tops. Yeah. Couldn't sit still for this stuff.
This is great. I love the four tops.
All right, now
interesting. It's interesting, like how you can see in 1965 where the music is being what's being left behind and where where it's heading.
Yeah. Right.
You know, with the Byrds taking that Laurel Canyon sound and bringing that to the forefront.
Very perceptive of you, Victoria.
Well,
given the fact you weren't even around then.
No,
you weren't even a clinch in somebody's eye. All right, so hold it, Phil. Just a second. Because every time I talk about this song, we have to start it from the beginning. It is the, in my opinion, this was number one this week, 1965. Stayed there for 4 weeks. The best intro to any rock song ever. And that says something. The Stones can't get no satisfaction. Listen to that guitar. Mick actually had a voice there.
You know, he actually still does, but he doesn't ever stop running around, so you can't hear him.
Covers it up a little bit, yeah. I try. I still can't get no satisfaction. These guys is almost as amazing as the Beatles in terms of them getting together, figuring out what their sound was going to be. But I suppose you can say that for any number of groups. I mean, think about Jane and the Americans, how that sound went together. Four Tops, how that song and the sound went together. What people don't know about Jane and the Americans is that they had almost as many hits as the Four Tops, and the Four Tops had almost as many number one songs. Well, that's not true. Songs that charted as the Beatles. But this was a fabulous era for original American music. And even though the Stones weren't American, it was pretty much America assumed that the Stones were American. I like it. We did a lot with the Beatles, actually. But the different sound between the Stones and the Beatles, and then what you heard, as you perceptively put it, the changes in the music, the Four Tops, Jane and the Americans, so uniquely American. We put a face to American music starting in the mid-60s. So there they are, top five songs this week in 1965. As you can tell, that was the first year I was a disc jockey. I wasn't there yet. I didn't start until the fall of 65, when I told you many times, first thing I ever played on the air was Hang On Sloopy by the McCoys. It's 29 after the hour.
Difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former President Barack Obama will eulogize a civil rights icon and congressman today, as over a week of tributes to John Lewis will culminate with a funeral in Atlanta. Former Presidents George W. Bush and Bill Clinton will also reportedly be at the funeral at the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church. Masks are now required in the House of Representatives. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says members will only be allowed to remove them when giving a speech on the floor. The ruling came hours after a Republican member announced that he had the COVID-19 virus.
before you go in formally to the White House. They test you with the quick test, and it tested positive.
Texas Representative Louie Gohmert had originally been scheduled to fly to his home state with President Trump on Air Force One yesterday. Gohmert has been critical of mask mandates since the pandemic began, and this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Doctors say Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's been battling cancer again, is resting comfortably this morning after undergoing a liver procedure at a city hospital in New York on Wednesday. The 87-year-old is expected to stay in the hospital, perhaps through the weekend. She underwent a procedure to revise a bile duct stent, which was originally placed in August of 2019. President Trump explaining his decision to withdraw some American troops from Germany, saying on Twitter late yesterday that the U.S. is supposed to protect Germany from Russia, when he says the former pays the latter billions of dollars for energy. He also says that Germany is behind on its 2% fee to NATO. The president facing bipartisan criticism for the move, though, that will see nearly 12,000 service members come home or be redeployed elsewhere in Europe. And a country music superstar says he has plenty of awards, so he's made a decision. Garth Brooks announcing he's taking himself out of the running for the Country Music Association Awards Entertainer of the Year this year. With seven of those top prizes already in his history, dating back to 1991, Brooks says it's time to give someone else a chance. He says there's a tweet he received once that's stuck in his head ever since, saying, why doesn't this guy step down and leave it for the next generation? Brooks says he 100% agrees. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's so funny to hear it. It's
in case you forget, you know.
Yeah, right, I know. All right, 34 after the hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Having done this for a few days, I think I got the drift when Victoria says, how about we start with this? And then she thinks something hasn't either penetrated my eardrum or my brain to remember. So she yells out, don't forget the NBA!
It's a big moment for basketball fans tonight.
All right,
tonight.
So go ahead and have
this is
your
the
way
moment.
Of the story. Go ahead.
And I don't even care about basketball, but I do
neither
appreciate
do I.
How this is a big deal. So we know that the NBA has been in the bubble. They are down in Disney World, and they have been taking all kinds of precautions to quarantine. The players have been very responsible. The league has, I think, handled this better than
yes,
any other of the
they
sports
have.
Leagues.
Yep, you're right. Yeah, they have.
But you know what? It's I have a lot of respect for the commissioner of the NBA. He always handles things much better than other leagues do.
And much better than the other predecessors as well, from what I know of the NBA. Yeah.
Yep. And yep. So they've, you know, the players are wearing the, we've talked about this on the tech report, the Aura rings, which monitor all of your vitals, and it looks like a really cool, you know, metal ring on their hands. It can detect COVID symptoms up to 3 days before a test will. So it's very, they've done high tech stuff. They have the 17 foot video boards that will surround the entire court. We'll get to see that tonight. They call it the Feature 320 with the virtual fans. So the players will have microphones everywhere. The camera angles for TNT and ESPN telecasts have been expanded. There will be 31 cameras now, including ones that are placed courtside and right below the rim. So it's going to feel, I'm curious to watch tonight because it's going to feel like a much more immersive experience. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to have, you know, watching basketball games, typically it feels very 2D to me. You know, it's very two-dimensional. It's
That's
kind of
interesting.
That flat kind of, you know, you just see the crowd and the court. This is going to feel very different. So I'm intrigued by all of the high-tech stuff.
All of the sports, you know, baseball started about a week ago, and there's been a lot of fanfare about it, a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of excitement. But now it's boiling down into fear because some of the players don't want to be playing. Same with football. So will basketball be the only survivor of the sports season, whatever season it is? I mean, it seems weird playing basketball middle of end of July.
Yeah.
But baseball not getting much. It's great to listen to it on the radio. It really is. But as far as getting, you know, you can't go to the stands. And because a lot of the players don't want to play because they're worried about getting COVID. That's true in basketball, in baseball, but we haven't heard that in basketball, which is interesting because that's, you could argue, more of a one-on-one sport
contact
than anything
sport.
Else.
Yeah,
contact
and that,
sport.
Yeah, you're sweating on each other. Yeah, it's true, and you know, I think that's why they've taken these precautions. Everyone's been quarantining. They all wear masks when they're not playing, and I think that, you know, they've done it the right way. Tonight on TNT, they are going to showcase a doubleheader. The New Orleans Pelicans will play the Utah Jazz. That starts at 6:30 Eastern time, followed by the L.A. Lakers playing the Clippers. That will start at 9 p.m. Eastern. And if you hear more sounds coming from the court, that is by design. TNT and ESPN are actually amplifying their microphones. So they want to, you'll hear louder sneaker
squeaks,
which is the most annoying thing to me anyway.
Yeah.
Louder ball bounces. But what I think people really want to hear is the on-court trash talk. So that's you'll hear more from the players and more from the coaches.
Okay. An interesting name for the team, the Pelicans, because that's the home of the Pelicans. When I hear that, I think of the movie that was so fabulous with Denzel Washington and
Julia Roberts,
The Pelican Brief. What a that's one of those movies. Like, you know, I find myself with Denzel Washington. There are a lot of movies. I think it's John Q is another one that I could watch over and over. I can't tell you, you may laugh at this, how many times when I am clicking through the channels at night and I'm half asleep, I come across that locomotive, the train thing, what's it called, Unstoppable? Denzel Washington, Chris Pine, save the world by as conductors of a train. Do you know the movie?
I know what you're talking about. I haven't seen it, though.
There's something about that movie. It's like The Hunt for Red October. Every time I come across it, I just stay there and watch the rest of it. It's one of those movies, but also The Pelican Brief is one. I want to watch it no matter what because the good guys are such good guys, the bad guys are really bad. And it's just, you know, it's one of those. But Denzel Washington, for whatever the reason, is one of our best actors, without question.
Yep.
And the stuff that he does, he's so smart. That one that he did with the idiot savant, what was his name, Ezekiel Israel or whatever it was. Remember that from a couple of years ago?
I didn't see that, but I know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God, what a fabulous movie that is. So, speaking of fabulous, here we are once again. I feel like I want to devote all of our time to what's going on, not in Florida, but out in space. With the Mars update, the main engines have pushed the rocket on its way to the Martian surface. Everything is going on. Maybe I should stop talking about it. The liftoff went right on time at 7:50, and all, you know, you watch all these guys. What I'm getting, one of the side things I'm getting a kick out of, there's guys doing commentary in three different studios. Two of them don't have masks on. One of them does. And but to listen to the guy who's got his mask on, very difficult. That means not that bad, but it's pronounced. But if there's nobody around, I mean, I don't know that whether the it's. I don't want to get into it necessarily because it becomes a distraction to the real thing, which is this fabulous blast off and America looking great again on the top of our game when it comes to this stuff. And I get a kick out of these nerdy, quirky kids. Who are the ones who really, the commentary or the questions that are coming from the people who figured out how to do this, these kids look like some of them are still in high school. That's just probably me. But when you understand how well, and we laugh about this, and you keep telling me Miles is going to, in a couple of years, be showing me how to use and make all this stuff work.
Yeah.
It is. It's probably, in a way, if it doesn't become distracting or become your all-in-one, you know, last night I went, we have our ice cream bus on the farm that goes around to different locations every day, and it goes to a couple of four apartment buildings, and it's there set up for 4 or 5 hours, and then we go back and get it, and sometimes I have to go get it with one of the guys. So last night I went back and got the bus and brought it, was bringing it back. And I was talking to the kid who was on the bus that had been serving ice cream all day to people, and we're in the middle of a conversation. He had his iPhone, and instead of engaging me in the rest of the conversation, he stops abruptly mid-sentence, is looking at the screen, and is texting, obviously, back and forth to somebody. He doesn't say another word to me for the rest of the ride home. Not one word. And that's what I... So that's the problem with that stuff. Okay, I guess I've said what I wanted to say about that. Now...
And one other little bit of space news that's kind of cool.
Yes, please.
Virgin Galactic, Richard Branson's Virgin brand.
Yes, right.
They have just unveiled what the cabin looks like for the Virgin Galactic spaceship. It's very cool. And there's a whole video on YouTube. You can look it up, or you can just go to virgin.com. They have it there. And so Richard Branson talks about how essentially they built this rocket from the inside out. So this is going to hold tourists, and so this is it needs to have a lot of the amenities that maybe regular astronauts wouldn't be used to, but they kind of design it.
Crates.
But it's very cool, and they have a female astronaut who did all the test flight. So the way that their spaceship got launched, and they have the whole video of her test flight, which is really cool.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
It has two...
Is it virgingalactic.com or something?
Just virgin.com. It has all the highlights there. And it's cool because it's basically two planes on either side of the rocket ship.
Right.
And that takes off, and then the rocket takes off while it's already in the air.
Yeah.
And so the two planes, separate, and then it shoots the rocket up into space. And watching the video, it looks like it's just a matter of seconds before she's up in orbit. It's really cool. So she's an astronaut. She was helping with the design, the communications, all the stuff that's in the cabin.
Oh, wow, yeah, look at these... Look at it looks like the first class bunk in a transatlantic airplane.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And two cabins, first class and coach.
Mm-hmm.
And typical of Branson. So it costs you $200,000 to go in first class and $25,000 to sit in the back.
I don't know. I don't know what, there isn't like drink service, I don't believe. So I'm not sure what the point of having two different cabins.
Well, it depends on how long. At the beginning, it's just up and down. There's nothing serious about it. You go up and you come back down again. But
see, that's what I would want to do. I don't need to be up there too long.
I want to take a ride around
angle.
The planet. I want to be at some level that I can look down like an astronaut could. And I will do this at some point before I die. I want to get into one of these things, and I want to fly all around the planet and look down at whatever you can see. And he'll be on top of that. And he and Elon Musk will be pushing to get that done. So there's something to look forward to if that's your thing. If that's not your thing, something else to look forward to. If you're a big follower of Ken Burns, the producer of all these documentaries that are on PBS.
He's so talented. Oh,
very good job.
I've never seen any of his things that I didn't love. They're so well done.
I think the best one of all of them, though, is the country music one. I've heard so many.
I haven't seen that yet, but I've heard so many people say that. My parents and my brother watched it. They loved it.
Fabulous. So now he's got 8 new projects that he's working on. Life of Ernest Hemingway, Muhammad Ali, Benjamin Franklin, Leonardo da Vinci. They get the treatment over the next number of years. He says he's got 8 projects in the pipeline. They're, in half of them anyway, are in-depth looks at these 4 personalities of Ali, Hemingway. Wonder how he chose. I mean, they'd all be fascinating. The one that would fascinate me the most of all of them would be Benjamin Franklin. That'd be the one that I'd want to see first. But he, remember, beside doing the, you know, I think he started with the Civil War. He's also going to do one on the American Revolutionary War. That won't be ready for 5 years. But he's also doing documentaries on actions of our country during the Holocaust, the comeback of the Buffalo, a history of President Johnson's Great Society. I hope that doesn't become political.
He seems to not be political, though.
Yeah, I hope.
Burns really. I don't think I've ever seen him in, you know, sort of stray into political stuff. I think he
Johnson
just likes, as a historian,
president.
I think he just likes to stick to the facts.
Yeah, good, because the facts on Lyndon Johnson are not great. Anyway, by the way, PBS is going to do their documentary primetime video channel. Sign up for this one, Victoria. Here's another $3.99 a month. You can chalk up to. Yeah, get
why not? I have every other streaming service so far.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, so, there's a PBS Kids half-hour special starting in October on October 9th, talking about youngsters taking a deep look at race and racism for youngsters. So let's see how that
works. My friends with little kids are looking forward to that.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a good conversation starter for the whole family.
Well, it is, you know. It'll go. I guess if this particular one's going to, Alicia Keys is going to be the executive producer of this, American Masters, How It Feels to Be Free, story of 6 black female entertainers, Lena Horne, Abby Lincoln, Nina Simone, Diana Carroll, Cecily Tyson, and Pam Grier. Of that group, well, they're all fascinating. Pam Grier is a very, very interesting, the way she sort of fit into the blacks. What do they call it? Sex, blaxploitation, I think it was it.
Yeah,
movies of the 60s.
Yep.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right. Diana Carroll, very great entertainer. And Nina Simone, a voice like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, Nina Horne, I'm a huge Nina Simone fan. I'll be watching that one.
All right, in terms of podcasting, I thought you'd be interested to know that all of the podcasts that we do that are related to me and the various programs, the DGV show, because I think of our clip of the day as much as anything else, way up in listenership. The number one podcast, though, that I have of all the shows I do is the Good Day Health Show, up again by tens of thousands this past month. Go to gooddayhealthshow.com for the latest info. It's a point-counterpoint with Jack and his point of view, Jack Stockwell, and then Ken Kronhaus. But really worthwhile information, and it's in shortened form. Enlightening also is our podcast for farmers and family and foodies, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Anyway, the most recent Ken Good Day Health episode focus on using steroids to combat one of the things somebody came up with was...
Oh, I've heard about that.
Steroids
for COVID. Yeah, because if you think about it, steroids can get sort of inflammation. So, that makes sense.
Yep. So Ken explains how that might work. Then there are a lot of other things. Most of our focus with Ken is on the COVID, on the virus, whereas with Jack, it's all over the place. But we certainly have our focus on COVID as well. So catch all the podcasts regarding your health and well-being at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
There's another theme we'll never get, Victoria.
I have no idea what this is.
Neither. Well, I wouldn't if I didn't have it in front of me. Because it's a movie that has sustenance and has legs, traction, if you will. This is the music, the theme from Total Recall, which is an Arnold movie, if I remember correctly, right?
Sounds about right. I've never seen it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an Arnold movie. And then, you know, like a lot of his other nondescript or descriptive movies. All right, where's Chucker? What's going on with Chucker? Yeah. Nice going, Chucker. All right.
Well, just to pick up a conversation that we had off
asking whether Patrick Stewart is gay.
He's not gay. He's on wife number three, and he has two children. He's not gay.
Really? You sure?
Yes, I'm positive.
Patrick Stewart, he did an article in 1994 on some of his gay role models. So, is that for
you can have gay role models and still be straight.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, we were talking about Star Trek and things like that. This is behind the scenes. But I met Patrick Stewart once when I worked at SiriusXM, and I was saying that he is so charming, and he's not, physically, he's not a good-looking guy, but every single woman working in the office that day just swooned, myself included. I was just totally charmed and completely taken by him. Yeah, girls of all ages, it was crazy.
It fills the room.
That's, he's very short, too.
Yeah, is he? I don't know, I've never met him. Mm-hmm. Brendan's met him on a couple of occasions. But he plays lots of gay, excuse me, if you Google Patrick Stewart and gay, there's going to be all kinds of stuff that comes up. So maybe he's good
at
hiding.
He's also 80 years old, and he looks great. He does not look 80.
Yeah.
He's on the new Picard show on CBS All Access. He's revisiting that role of Jean-Luc Picard.
He's one of those activists that does a lot for saving animals. He does a lot in the dog department. And so, but he was a Shakespearean. I mean, this guy is not a movie actor. He's a Shakespearean. He cut his teeth and still today does much of that Shakespearean stuff that makes, well, I don't know whether that would define, you know, you were just describing how wonderful he was. Does that help to define him, having that kind of a background?
Well, you almost probably incredible training.
Feel like, yeah, you have to be that way in order to be believable. But he's played so many different roles. And as I said, he was the chief bad guy in the most recent Charlie's Angels. Apparently, Elizabeth Banks, who, according to Tucker, is just fabulous. They become great friends doing this movie. And Patrick Stewart, somehow or other, Elizabeth Banks ran into him, and she said she was doing this, and she had a role for him. Did he want to do it? He said, yes. I think he said it differently than that, but, you know, he was happy to jump in. And these guys that are actors and stars that go from one project to another to another to another, they can always be working because they have it. They have whatever it is, they have it, and they can make it work for them. And so if you really love what you do, I think if you really love what you do, that makes you good at it, don't you think? When you, no matter what it is that you're doing.
I don't know. I know people who love doing certain things and they're not really good at them, so I don't know.
Well, maybe, but I think being good at something makes you feel more confident.
I think if you enjoy it, that's all that matters.
Yeah. You sure he's not gay?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I'm positive.
How can you be so sure?
Oh, my gosh. I'm sure his three wives, he's currently married to his third wife. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure that she would be happy to tell the world he's not gay.
One of the best interviews I ever saw him do was when he talked about meeting Ronald Reagan on the Star Trek set.
Really?
Apparently the president was such a big fan, and Stewart was taken back by it when Reagan walked onto the set, because Reagan was always doing that. He spent a lot of time in California, he never really stopped loving the movies or being a movie, an actor. So when he went onto the set, he looked at Patrick Stewart, and Stewart was amazed. He asked Stewart for permission to see if he could sit in the captain's chair. And as you said, Stewart's a short little guy, and Reagan's a pretty big guy. So the two of them were standing next to each other. But I thought that was kind of a cute moment.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to be on the Enterprise or whatever the ship is called, you know, you might as well take a seat in the captain's chair.
Right. Well, it's the same set that started. It's always been filmed at Paramount on the same lot from the beginning in the 60s when Star Trek was a TV show. It has that atmosphere, if you will, that vibe. They've been careful to put all the TV shows in the movie.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.